Welcome into Before We Go, our last look, thank goodness, at the Week 3 game against the Baltimore Ravens. Before we move ahead to Week 4 in London against the Indianapolis Colts, J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We start off with the personality of this Jaguars team. We thought they would be able to run the ball. We thought they'd rush the passer on defense. What is this personality right now?
Well, I wish it wasn't, but it's a team that makes mistakes, and it's a team that has found a way to cost itself victories. And they've talked about it a little bit. They've got to stop losing games or finding ways to lose and find ways to win. That's all very cliche, but I think right now that's what they are, and that's what they have to change.
You know, I know what they want it to be. I mean, in recent weeks, it's been a horizontal passing game, 10 attempts to T.J. Yeldon out in San Diego. And last week, what they want it to be is play action. They want to run the ball, bring the safety to the line of scrimmage, and open things up for their receivers to go vertical, which is what they did last year. They tried to put those pieces together by bringing in Chris Ivory and moving Brandon Linder to center. That's what they've got to get to. Blake Bortles can be a very good play-action quarterback. They got to help him out by getting that running game going.
Is it going to happen, though, at this point? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a great question. If it's not Blake, then somebody has to step up and move this team forward. Who would it be otherwise?
Well, I'm going to go with whoever's playing cornerback, especially this week against T.Y. Hilton. Devon House gave way too much room last week when Steve Smith was lined up over there. It wasn't just House. You know, the different guys that Steve Smith got into matchup situations with. You know Jalen Ramsey is a stud, and he's going to shut down, in many cases, whoever he's lined up against. He's got the physical tools to do it. Well, that means whether it's Dwayne Grotz or whether it's Devon House or Prince Amukamara when he gets back in there, they need to tighten down the coverage, especially with those quarterbacks that can pick him apart like Flacco. And Luck, whoever's got T.Y. Hilton this week has to play stronger.
I'm going to go the other way because I think the cornerbacks and the defense overall played okay within what they wanted to do on Sunday. And I think that area would get better when Prince Amukamara and especially Aaron Colvin get back. I'm not worried about the cornerbacks. I think on offense, I don't want to say they need to get away from the run because they have to run. But Allen Robinson has to be Allen Robinson. Allen Hurns has to be Allen Hurns. And I think that means Blake Bortles figuring out a way to get them the ball again. The identity of this team has to be big plays off of the running game, but they've got to do it, and Allen Robinson has to be that guy he was last year. Blake's got to give him a chance to be that.
Finally, why should folks believe in this team? There's 13 games left. That's a start, right? That's a big reason why.
Well, it's a reason because you still have hope. It's a reason because we saw last year and in the past, Blake Bortles has been able to work and focus his way out of bad things and into being better. He did it between his first season and his second season. And that's what he's got to do. I guess you have to believe as a franchise that he can figure out what he's doing wrong right now and get back to at least what he was and better, because I think the quarterback play in the first 3 weeks has been the reason that they're not 2-1.
That's it. Because what we saw from Bortles from year one to year two when he went with Tom House, I mentioned the other day his pregame on-the-field routine, his dedication to his craft. I mean, that sounds like coach speak. But he wants to be really good. And I think that's the reason to believe that over the final 13 games, they'll be able to get him back on track. I'm going to stay with it. The running game is going to set him up for what he does best. But if he can just keep at it, I think they can get those mechanical things fixed, and that's a reason why the Jaguars fans should stay tuned.
If there's been a positive that has defined Blake Bortles, it has been that ability to see what's wrong and try to fix it. That needs to work right now.
And that has to start this week against the Indianapolis Colts. We look forward to the Week 4 game at Wembley Stadium in London. And that's it for Before We Go.